Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Fear of missing out, it is a common thing. The Israelites had it. Oh, if we were only back in Egypt, where they had all those meat pots and the garlic and the onions and all that tasty food. If we could just go back and be in chains and enslaved by Pharaoh and the false gods of Egypt, then we would have all those great things. We're missing out. Adam and Eve had it. There they were, set in paradise, and they were given every tree bearing fruit that was good for food and pleasing to the eye, but they were missing out on this one thing, this one fruit from this one tree that they supposed that God was holding out on them. If only we could have that one, then everything would be fine. Fear of missing out is a common thing, and we often have this as we think about the loved ones who have gone before us into eternity. When we experience something that they loved while they were here with us on earth, we think, if they could only be here. Perhaps they loved music, and you're at a concert of some sort, and you think to yourself, if only so-and-so could be here. Or whatever such thing it is. But it is not they who are missing out. It is we. They are in eternity with the heavenly choirs, hearing better music than we will ever hear. And we think that they're missing out. They are in joy and in bliss. And we think that they are missing out. There in the wilderness, God was providing for them in every way that they could. And even once he provides manna and quail, they still complain and grumble and say, we have no food and we hate this worthless food. We have no food and we hate this worthless food. Sometimes we forget that we are the ones in the wilderness and that we are the ones who are missing out on eternity. Being away from the nearer presence of God. Sometimes we forget where we are and who we are and who God is. And that we, like the people who followed Jesus out into the wilderness, into the desert, to hear his teaching, that we are in need of refreshment. And that this is our daily existence, in need of refreshment, the kind of refreshment that only God can provide. That we, because of our sins, because of our fallen nature, because of the fallenness of creation, things are not the way they are supposed to be. And that we are the ones who are missing out, and we are the ones who need to be longing for the things that only God can provide. And to recognize that he, and he alone, is our source of refreshment. Now, every once in a while, We encounter and endure difficulties in this life, and we wonder at the same time as we are wondering or thinking to ourselves that those who are in eternity with Jesus are missing out on what's going on here on earth. We wonder, why does God make it so hard? Why does it have to be so difficult here? And the point of God making us wait for the things that he gives to us is to remind us that we are not in control. To remind us that it is only by him and through him that we receive refreshment. That it is only by him and through him that we receive exactly what we need, not only for this body in this life, but for our body and soul in the life to come. For blessed are those who wait for the Lord and for what he has to give. And in the midst of all our trials and all our difficulties in this life, as we wander in the wilderness of this world, as we are tempted by the devil and his demons, as we are drawn astray by the pleasures of this life, the Lord provides a miracle. A miracle of refreshment in the wilderness, which he has done since the beginning. This text tells us not just that God in Christ Jesus has the power to do so, but that he has the desire and will to do so. For a God who just has the power but not the desire and the will is of no use to us. He desires to bring us refreshment in the wilderness. What does the text say? And lifting up his eyes, he saw a large crowd, and he had compassion on them. That he desires to give them what they need. Mark tells us, they've been with us now 3 days, and if they continue, they will faint and even die. He has compassion on the crowds. This is the kind of compassion that one feels in their gut. It's a gut-wrenching compassion. They are like sheep without a shepherd. And so our Lord tells them to sit down. And he takes what they have on them. 5 loaves, 2 fish. The number 7, representative of all of creation. And he gives them as much as they wanted until they were satisfied. Until they were satisfied. Sated, satiated. They had, in other words, no more want. They had everything that they needed. They did not have an itch that they felt they needed to scratch. One more thing to add to the pile of things. They were satisfied. And still they gathered up 12 baskets full of fragments. The number of the church, both old and new, the 12 patriarchs, the 12 apostles, the fulfillment of everything. Not only were they satisfied then, but there was enough for the future. And not just enough, but a will and desire to provide for it continually. After this miracle, our Lord teaches that he is the bread of life come down from heaven in John chapter 6. And after this miracle, though they immediately want to make Jesus their goose who lays the golden egg continually, once he begins teaching that he is the manna that came down from heaven, that he is the rock that followed them through the wilderness to give them water, when he begins teaching that he is the bread of life, and that though their fathers ate of the manna, they all died, those who eat of me, eat my flesh and drink my blood, will have eternal life. Many stopped following him. Many. They all went away because this is a difficult teaching. And he turns to Peter and his disciples and asks them, do you also want to go away? And Peter says, no, Lord. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In other words, if you have Jesus, you have everything that you need for satisfaction. Because if you have Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. And if you have the words of eternal life, then you have eternal life. And if you have eternal life, you will not be missing out on anything. You will have everything that you need. Precisely what you need to satisfy you here in time and give you strength to take you there in eternity. And so even though we live our lives in the wilderness of this world, he gives us rest and refreshment every 7 days, where he provides not only out of his power, but also out of his will and desire, according to his word, where he provides refreshment, where he gathers his people and tells them to sit down and to receive the words of eternal life. Most of the world thinks that if they come there, they're missing out on whatever is out there. But thanks be to God, you know better. You know better. That if you are out there when Jesus is in here, you are missing out on him and the words of eternal life. And given a long enough time, missing out on eternal life. So rejoice and be glad that he has told you to sit down here, that he has given you refreshment, rest, satisfaction, that he is filling you with all good things. The forgiveness of sins, life, salvation, his body and blood. And do not go away from here sad, following him no more, but week in and week out, return to receive the bread of life that comes down from heaven to refresh your souls. In the name of Jesus. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.